coming to you from the Sands Expo PCA Trade Show 2021. Barry Duplessy here with Cigar Coop, the Cigar Coop Coalition of El Fumar Takes and the Smoking Syndicate. Sitting down here with the one, the only, Luciano Meireles. Luciano, how are we doing, sir?
Awesome to see you, bud. I'm doing great, Excited, man.
This is an interview that all of us have been looking forward to because you have done such an amazing job of ramping up for this wonderful trade show that we've all been waiting a year to happen. And I sit down, I lit up one of these cigars, the PCA exclusive, which is the Sergeant, right out the gate. Unbelievable flavor. And it is absolutely fantastic. I am just so excited about this particular cigar, and it's so hard to deliver. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this project?
Thank you very much. Coming from you means a lot to me. This project actually started with a story. Most of the times when we blend cigars, we have a project, a blend, a cigar name, and we want to blend for that specific, you know, project. This is a little different. I have a very good friend of mine. He's called Brian Acevedo. He's a U.S. Sport Marine Sergeant. I know this guy for like 15 years, and he always kind of really impressed me was the fact that that guy looked so altruistic. Like, he basically would give up everything to everybody, you know, give up himself to everybody. It's a guy who never told me any of his stories, like in the battlefield when he was in Iraq and stuff. I came out to learn, like 10 years later, the guy saved a lot of lives in combat. And just kind of knowing Brian and the altruistic guy he is, I just felt inspired, to be quite frank, you know. And like 3 years ago, we started blending the Sergeant. I wanted to create a cigar inspired in his life. Like, you know, what takes a human being to be so altruistic to give up his own life to his country or to his fellow brothers or for us, for our freedom, right? So what takes a human being to do that? You see a lot of these military cigars where it's all about guns, all about, you know, the whole, like, you know, glory. Which, not saying it's bad, but, you know, it's a lot of that. And we decided to really send a different message, you know, with this cigar. And then we had the PCA coming, and I said, you know, I think it's the right time. And now it's the right time. So I actually have Brian here. Eventually, you guys can talk to him. I wanted him to be here when we launched the cigar. And so this blend was truly made from my heart, and it's dedicated to everyone who, all men and women who really are willing to sacrifice that much. You know?
Beautiful tribute for a wonderful friend of yours. You know, which I'm privileged to call you a friend, and you know, one of the biggest foundations of our friendship is your giving nature, and you obviously love that in other people. It's why you like Brian so much, and his story touched you so much in order to give a tribute. And as the son of a veteran, once again, touched me again. And it just, it really comes through as I'm smoking the cigar. Really unbelievable partnership. And so this is something that's, I would say, what I really like about it is that also the packaging and everything is completely unique to anything else you've ever done. I mean, it stands on its own, and it's something that's incredibly different from everything else that you have. There's some kind of cohesiveness a little bit with this, but the story ties it perfectly to you and what you're trying to build. So I absolutely love it. So when will this be expected to be on shelves for our consumers?
So this year we tried something different. We really planned ourselves this show. So we know that there's a lot of shortage out there. But in our case, we'll have everything in stock in a few weeks. So we intend to be shipping beginning of August, first week of August, second week of August.
And what can the consumers expect to pay for such a wonderful tribute?
Oh, the MSRP on this cigar, if I'm not wrong, forgive me, salesman, it's $10.50. I think it's $10.50. Yeah.
Well, and great price point for 20% But the this isn't the only cigar that you were releasing as part of the Ace Prime family. A cigar that does tie into that cohesiveness that we were talking about just a moment ago. Very beautifully, in fact. The Fiat Lux, unbelievable presentation already. What can you tell us a little bit about this project?
So, see, this is a project that's a little different than the Sargent, because this is a project where, which most of the cigars that I create, it's through the same process. Like, every week we're trying something different. We're blending a cigar. And in Nicaragua, every week we're doing something. Every day we're doing something. And then sometimes you get to a product and you say, man, this is, now I have to create a brand for this cigar, because the cigar is, it's amazing. So that's kind of what happened here. Now, what would be something that I could say it's very unique about this cigar, I think is a disruptive cigar. Disruptive in a sense that I don't think is a common taste profile. I think it's a different taste profile. It's a cigar that causes a tremendous amount of salivation. So you salivate a lot. When you salivate, you taste things better because you open your taste buds. It's funny, I was talking to Dave and he was saying, Luciano, after I smoked this cigar, I went back to the Sargent, I went back to the CHC, and they taste better. Does that make sense? Absolutely. So this is a cigar that even other cigars will taste better after you smoke it because of the salivation. And that's very unique. So we have a Sumatra wrapper that has a lot of salinity. And then we have a Pueblo, binder that has a lot of magnesium. So that combination makes your mouth water all the time. You even have to swallow your saliva as you smoke.
You know, that's saying something. You're saying how it's got a unique, very unique profile, considering you're the man behind Mil Diaz, which gave us an incredibly different spectrum. Man, which I've told you about this, the Pichardo Classico, which takes one of the most polarizing tobaccos, the Loma Tepe, and marriages it beautifully with all the other tobaccos. And you passed that compliment on to your greatest project, the Fiat Lux. That's a cigar that I think we're all anxious to try. When can we expect to see this on the shelf?
Same thing. So all our launches, we intend to ship in the first or second week of August. And that's the whole idea.
And same thing there as well. What can the consumer expect to pay for this?
So we have four sizes on the Fiat Lux. So they range from, I believe, from 9 to 11. I think that range. So it's a very good price point, too.
So a cigar that was, I want to go back a little bit in time. We did this a little bit ago with John, talking about the Mil Diaz. The 2020 year kind of threw us all in a wrench. Now, you did release a cigar not too long ago, a little bit. It's not brand new like these two, but it is new to a lot of people. The latest addition to the MXS family. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about El Titan?
Of course. I know it's a bold statement, but I believe we produced that cigar at the beginning of 2020. That's when we started making it. We decided to do an after-roll aging process before we launched on the market. I think that cigar is, with the Mil Diaz, this is personal taste. Again, it's my personal opinion. It's probably the best cigar that we produced out of that factory, 2020.
Oh, wow.
I think the blend is it's really good. This is, actually that blend was a collaboration between me and Pichardo. Pichardo did an amazing job. I mean, we worked back and forth. Mil Diaz, by the way, like, gotta give credit, who deserves credit. This is a six-hand job, you know. We had John, myself, and Pichardo working on this blend, and I think it came out wonderful.
So, of course, we can't mention the MXS El Titan without talking about your wonderful friendship with Adrian Gonzalez, which was the inspiration for this brand. Talk a little bit about how he played a part into it, like perhaps Brian did with the Sargent.
Yeah, well, Adrian was very participant of the process. So we sent, you know, few blends for him to try, and he wanted something that would somehow represent his Mexican heritage. He was born in America, but raised by, you know, his son of Mexican parents. He also is in a Mexican citizen, so he played for Mexico, he played for a Mexican team. and he wanted a Mexican wrapper in the cigar, for example. Like, it's something that he wanted a Mexican wrapper because he knows, you know, the quality of the San Andreas wrappers, and you know, we blended using, you know, San Andreas binders and San Andreas wrappers, and we sent different versions until he picked this one. And like I said, I believe that the MXS Adrian is probably one of the best cigars, if not the best, that came out of our factory in 2020. So that's when we produced. We only put it in the market in 2021, but it was produced a year ago.
Awesome. And we can't say enough, because Adrian and you were kind enough to present me with this wonderful gift. And Adrian is representing the country of his family in the Tokyo Olympics, so he'll be representing Mexico. So he's off doing that instead of being here with us. But he's with us in spirit. And we'll go ahead and share this a little bit. This is, and he of course, again, signed it as well. Please, when you speak with him next, tell him how much this touched me. And before we conclude today, Luciano, again, talking about going back to the giving nature foundation of our relationship.
It's a rating from someone.
And we cannot leave here today without talking about the wonderful foundation that you started in Nicaragua, where you do all this wonderful work. Mm-hmm. And you're doing wonderful work of a different kind. Please tell us about this organization.
No, we have this mindset since the beginning. I think the foundation of Tabacalera Pichada of Ace Prime was always based on people. Right, and of course, you know, when a country like Nicaragua goes through natural disasters, like, you know, the two hurricanes that they had last year, it makes things really worse, you know. So we felt the need to support in special families in Jalapa, especially people who work on fields of tobacco over there. I've been in Nicaragua for over a decade, and I've seen of everything. When I went there in Jalapa and I saw the conditions that the families were living there, it really broke my heart. So we all tried to do something. There's a bunch of good guys here in this trade show that do great things for our industry as well. I mean, for the people who are part of our industry as well. And I don't believe we can achieve the quality in our products without the humanity, the human aspect of it. And it's not a trading. We're not doing good things so we get better cigars. You understand? We actually started with 4 or 6 tables over a decade ago, and it's no profit, no money. But the reason why we created the company was to actually empower and support villages in Esteli, Nicaragua. So it's in our DNA, man. We believe in this. It's not that, you know, a lot of people use the expression of giving back, you know? I think they are giving me back, you know? Like, we're all giving to each other. We're all connected. So every single piece of our production is extremely, extremely important. But we try to not just preach, act, and I pray God to never forget what really matters.
I know there were a lot of stories that touched you. It really served as this inspiration. And you hearken back to that foundation which you built your company on. And this is just another thing, another step, another part of the journey. And we're all pleased to see it. We're honored to be a part of it. We can't wait for the next steps as they continue to come. Thank you for your time. So, Luciano May Reyes, Ace Prime. I'm Baird Plissy, Cigar Coop Team. See you next time.
Thank you, my friend.